You always loved going on walks at night. The air is fresh, and the moon's aglow, and even I have to admit the embrace of a gentle night's breeze is the perfect cure to a restless mind. Trees sway as we make our way through the empty park. The stars sparkle in the clear night sky, vying for my attention, but my eyes are already fixated on you. A thousand lives I've spent with you, and yet each time, you still manage to send my heart into fits of joy. Once we take seat on a park bench, I look into your eyes for what feels like the millionth time. A familiar smirk greets me, and I know I've found you again. The color of your hair may find a new beautiful shade, or your hand may fit in mine just a bit differently. But the moment I look into your eyes, I know that you are the one. Some things just never change. As we sit underneath the glow of the crescent moon, I can't help but reminisce of our first fateful meeting. We held each other in the privacy of the palace courtyard on a night not too different from tonight. It was there you had whispered in my ear. While our family may take credit for our union, in truth, our meeting is the work of fate. And so we spent our days as king and queen of Greece. Living out our youth, indulging in the luxuries of power and wealth. It was then when I first fell for you, as I watched you rule the people with a firm hand, but such a compassionate heart. In another life, we had been swept up in a period of cultural enlightenment, and during the time of the Renaissance, it was only fitting that I try my hand at art. With you, of course, as my muse. In this wave of cultural exploration, we explored the beauty of life and the world around us. Countless days we spent in the nearby forest, absorbing nature's allure, our breathing in the salt-filled air of the coast. It was then I fell for you, as I watched your free spirit soar and serve as a lens through which I could see this enchanting world. A century or two later, we arrived hand in hand at Plymouth Rock, determined to carve out a new destiny in a mysterious yet bountiful land. In your never-ending quest to find something better, you managed to convince me to uproot our lives, to explore the uncertain, to discover something even better for ourselves. We worked endlessly to create something beautiful on this new frontier. It was then I fell for you, as I watched your iron resolve to live out life in your own terms and never remain content with the status quo. Our most recent lives came to an abrupt end as we stood alongside fellow students in Tiananmen Square, demanding a brighter and more secure future. Perhaps it was your previous life as a king that spurred you to demand those ruling to be accountable to the populace. You didn't even flinch once it became clear that remaining true to your ideals would also mean your demise. It was then that I fell for you, as I watched the fire in your heart burn and never waver in your beliefs and values. With each life, fate brings the two of us together again to begin the exhilarating dance of courtship. And each time I start from scratch as I attempt to take your breath away. The trials and tribulations of our past lives may be lost to you, but so long as I carry the memories of our lives together, the you and I of previous lifetimes will always live on. For every time we are born again, I will always find you. And I will always love you. I will never tire of the thrill of securing you in my arms again. And while it may be written in the stars that I will find you, we are the masters of our own fate. We determine what happens next. Each life is a new chapter, waiting to be filled with new tales of our days. And with each chapter, we start fresh in a new world, in a new time, with new experiences to be had. Together, we will create memories for me to carry on and share with you in our next life. So tonight, I will once again ask that you become mine, for our meeting is the work of fate. And let us begin the next round of our beautiful eternity.